Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kelly Jorgensen is the director of Face Up South Africa, a senior counselor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. We wanted to chat to her about the anxiety of getting employees back to the office. Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Aside from being written off as the past by some listeners, but that's all right. I can cope with that. I've handled a lot worse. All right, so Kelly, there's no doubt in my mind that although it is really safe to go back to the office, we know that people should be going back to the office if that's what they want. There's still a lot of anxiety around it. Why do you think that is?
We kind of looking at a lifetime prevalence of 15.8% of anxiety disorders in South Africa. And that means that anxiety disorders are one of the most prevalent kind of mental illness in South Africa. And then when we look at social anxiety disorder, so these statistics come from the South African Stress and Health Study in 2017, so way before COVID. And social anxiety disorder was around 2.8% in adults. So we can only imagine how that has increased because, you know, disruption fuels stress. And after almost, I want to say, 2 years of having split screen meetings, you know, your morning commute was just from your bedroom to your desk or to your computer. You know, going back to the physical office, going back to face-to-face is a huge adjustment for everybody. And it's really important that we recognize that some people are feeling really anxious about returning to the office because for so long, you know, for the past 2 years, we've been just at home. We've been working from home. We've been doing online Zoom meetings. So for the people with social anxiety disorder or social phobia or just, you know, anxiety in general, everyday events like going to the office, what once was normal, can be extra challenging right now. And, you know, it might make people with social anxiety feel a lot more self-conscious and scared. So we do need to just, you know, highlight this and be aware of what people are facing because, you know, worries are normal. I mean, we've seen it with children. But developmentally, younger people, so younger children, are still building their kind of stable identities. And, you know, this also depends a lot on that interaction and that feedback from others. So when that's taken away, people have now, what we've definitely seen, is especially kids, they are, you know, school anxiety avoidance has become so huge because we are now having intense worries about the things that used to be every day, but that every day was no longer. It was now work from home, work from your comfort zone.
So it really does fuel, if we had, I guess what you're saying, and maybe if I'm understanding this correctly, is we've had a level of anxiety, but what this has done is it's fueled our anxiety, it's increased it to the point that even the things that we took for granted, we now worry about.
Definitely. And I think, you know, just for everybody out there, you know, COVID in some way, shape or form has given everybody some form of worry. And whether that worry has developed into an anxiety disorder or it's just experiencing a worry, it's something that as people we need to be cognizant of, and as employers as well, you know, we need to be aware of what our employees are going through because, you know, coming back to the office, especially if you already have social anxiety disorder, already if you have been diagnosed with anxiety, can be really, really difficult.
So what would you recommend that employers do in order to make this process easier?
So I think, you know, one of the most important things is being aware of it and understanding what our colleagues, what our employees, what our friends are going through. you know, especially in my private practice, I've seen a lot more people experiencing these worries, from children to teenagers to adults. And it's something that we need to normalize and talk about. But it also, you know, for the people that are struggling, it's really important for them to identify which elements of, you know, coming back to the office are increasing their anxiety, so that they can almost, because being prepared and being able to plan can help us feel a lot more in control. Because the thing about anxiety is oftentimes we feel like we're not in control. And it's like the weather. You know, we can't make it rain.
Right. And what's fascinating about this is somebody that doesn't suffer from this type of social anxiety will find it very difficult to appreciate what somebody else is going through, because you're in the same situation. You're stepping into the same office. You've also been working at home. There's COVID around you just as much as around that other person. We've actually all gone through, obviously everybody's experience is unique to them, but we've all gone through something around COVID. So it makes it much more difficult for there to be actually understanding that somebody else is going through something, is suffering more from the same thing that you're going through.
Definitely, definitely. And I think, I mean, one of the positives is that, you know, people are more kind of open to talking about mental health.
Yes,
but it's also become very difficult as well. And I think, you know, if you're struggling with social anxiety or just anxiety in general, having coping techniques and implementing those coping techniques when you return to the office or whatever the case may be is so important. So, you know, just with regard to that, I mean, there's a really, really simple kind of what we call five-finger breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really nice, quick routine that you can do. And it's really discreet, so nobody will even notice. But basically, what you do is you hold one hand out in front of you, and with your fingers spread out, you trace the outside of your entire hand with your index finger from kind of your other hand. And while you're doing that and taking your time, breathing in, and when you trace your finger up, you breathe in, and then when you trace your finger down, you know, your finger or your hand, you're breathing out. And breathing in and out, just controlling our breathing, really helps to ground us in the moment. And I think that's one of the most
idea. We were just doing this in studio, sound engineer, me, we were all just doing that as you were saying it. And it actually really does. It's an amazingly effective technique. At the risk of being a little bit controversial, at what point should we stop being understanding and say to people, okay, it's time to move forward. It's time to put your big boy pants on. You probably hate that expression from so many perspectives. I have no doubt. But if you understand what I'm saying, is at what point do we overindulge ourselves and people around us?
Yeah, so you know what? I do definitely agree. And I think what we have to do at the end of the day is life has to go back, or life has to become, you know, we've got to take control of this new normal. And if there are people struggling with social anxiety, there are coping techniques, but there are also, you know, there's counselors, there's psychologists, there's therapists, there's support groups. So we need to really highlight that, so that at the end of the day, we can say, okay, we have to come back to work. The problem is a lot of people, you know, with social anxiety disorder might be more productive from home than in the office. So we do need to weigh everything up. But at the end of the day, you know, what's going to work best for the office itself? You know, if you are a teacher, you can't necessarily work from home because you need to be face-to-face with the children. So we also have to kind of take into consideration the type of work that somebody's doing as well.
It's such a difficult one, and it really does require us on both sides of the spectrum, on either side of the spectrum, to be understanding, to be self-aware, and to find the ways forward. And it really is uncharted. You referred to it earlier that we're much more open to be talking about these things. And I've certainly noticed it in the workplace that we're having conversations that a couple of years ago would have been unimaginable to have. And yet we are having those. And that's extremely positive.
Exactly. And it is. It's so, you know, COVID there's been a lot of negatives and a lot of difficulties that we've experienced. But I mean, one really positive thing is that we have, you know, mental health has become more normalized. And I think because more people are experiencing it. So that's one thing that we can take away is, you know, as employers, as employees, as colleagues, as friends, if we can just recognize that some people may be feeling anxious, maybe feeling worried. You know, we've been in lockdown, we've been with these COVID kind of restrictions and working from home for so long that it is difficult and it's okay to experience everything. But there is help available, and we can't deny the fact that some of us need to go and see a psychologist or a counselor or therapist, or you can phone static, for example. You know, but it's really important to get the help that because social anxiety, you can manage it. And it's really important to allow yourself the opportunity and the chance to learn coping techniques and implement them.
Kelly Jorgensen is the director of Face Up South Africa, senior counselor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group.